Let's look at the lack of financial transparency. One of the key issues plaguing Nigerian basketball is the lack of financial transparency within the NBBF itself. Despite receiving funds from the federal government, the federation has repeatedly claimed a lack of money to fund competitions and meet the team's needs. This raises concerns about financial mismanagement, as the money released by the government seems to vanish in thin air or is deemed insufficient for the team's requirements. Oh, by the way, you have no domestic league. Questionable practices. In one perplexing incident after another, Musa Kida, the president of NBBF, resorted to personally funding the team with expectation of being reimbursed later. This practice not only demonstrates a lack of proper financial planning, but it also raises questions about the federation's ability to secure and manage sponsorship effectively. Such ad hoc arrangements do little to inspire confidence in potential sponsors, further hindering the team's financial stability. It's ridiculous for a president of an organization to fund the organization, then wait for reimbursement. I applaud Musa Kida for funding the organization, but it's not his responsibility. It creates a situation where we're beholden to the person funding the organization. Subsequently, the board is made obsolete. Because I'm bringing the money, you can't say shit. That's not how you run an organization for the people. About a year ago, this dismissal of the diaspora for sponsorship of the national team. I, myself, Kingsley Owodiri, chairman of the Nigerian Basketball Diaspora Association, suggested funding the national team through sponsorship from the diaspora. I faced criticism and attacks. This response reflects a resistance to exploring alternative funding sources and a failure to harness the potential support for Nigerian diaspora community, which will play a vital role in the team's financial sustainability. Why reject and attack an option to keep the team from being banned and to provide financing? We don't want the financing that you already had. We wanted to provide supplemental financing to ensure we never have this discussion of inadequate financing to support the teams. What we are left with is inadequate leadership and internal strife. The ongoing internal conflicts within NBBF contribute to the inadequate leadership and lack of strategic vision for the federation. Instead of focusing on securing sponsorship and ensuring financial stability, board members are embroiled in power struggles and infighting. This disarray sends a negative message to potential sponsors and undermines the credibility and professionalism of the Federation. I recently saw about the impending withdrawal. The recent news of the NBBF being on the verge of pulling out from the FIBA AFROCON tournament and the under 16, you know, male and female junior championship due to lack of funding further highlights the dire financial situation. Despite the president's efforts to secure funds for previous tournaments, the absence of collective responsibility from the board members and their focus on personal gains instead of supporting the Federation exacerbates the funding crisis. We are at a critical point, y'all. Nigerian basketball stands at a critical juncture, where financial instability threatens its progress and potential. The NBBS failure to secure sponsorship, the lack of financial transparency, and the dismissive attitude towards alternative funding sources, have hindered the team's growth and development. To rectify the situation, a significant shift in leadership is necessary, with an emphasis on transparency, accountability, and proactive engagement with potential sponsors. It's the only way. Only way. That Nigerian basketball can reclaim its position as a force to be reckoned with, both on and off the court. This is not a personal attack on anyone. But I've said this before, and I'll say this again. I represent the players. As the Nigerian Diaspora Basketball Association chairman, what you do to the players is my concern. I will not stand by idly and watch all of this transpire without a voice. Let's support Nigerian basketball. Let's make the necessary changes to ensure that we can grow the game. This is Real Talk with Kingsley Ogudere. Till next time, peace out.